Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. I'm your host, Alex. And I'm Jordan. Today we've got something really cool lined up for you. We're diving into the hidden secrets of ChatGPT images in 2025 that can seriously boost your art. Exactly. There's a lot of misinformation out there about how to create good AI-generated images. A lot of people think it's just a luck game, right? Right. Like you just type cool car and hope for the best, and then, surprise, you get a sedan with five wheels. What a letdown. Haha, exactly. But the truth is, using ChatGPT effectively is more about understanding how it works rather than just throwing keywords at it. So how does ChatGPT Images 2025 actually work? Great question. It's not just about keywords anymore. It functions more like a conversational partner. You're not directly talking to the image generator. You're actually speaking to a translator that formulates a prompt for the image generator. Oh, wow. That's actually really interesting. So it's all about how you communicate with it, right? Exactly. If you treat it like a search engine and just dump keywords, you're not going to get great results. It's all about context and emotions now. So instead of saying something like cat, hat, cute, you'd say, I need a picture of a fluffy cat wearing a tiny top hat looking dapper. You got it. That natural language prompts the AI to understand the vibe rather than just the objects involved. According to usage data from OpenAI, these conversational prompts actually outperform keyword-stuffed ones by about 47% in user satisfaction. Wow, that's a significant difference. So what's the benefit of using emotional descriptors in our prompts? Well, emotional descriptors add depth. For example, asking for a melancholy sunset rather than just sunset will change the lighting and colors to match that feeling. It's more nuanced. That makes total sense. It's like painting with words instead of just naming colors, right? Exactly. And speaking of techniques, one common mistake I see is people trying to cram everything into one prompt. They'll write a long paragraph asking for specific poses, colors, and lighting all at once. Oh yeah, that sounds like a recipe for confusion, right? Instead, you want to break it down into smaller prompts. It's like fixing a car. You wouldn't just rip the whole thing apart at once. You go step by step. So, like asking for one thing at a time and then building up from there? Exactly. You can tell the system, change the character to look at the camera while keeping the other aspects intact. It maintains consistency without starting from scratch. That sounds super efficient. Are there any other techniques we should know about? Definitely. Another great technique is maintaining a long conversation thread. This helps the AI remember the style you're working with. If you want a consistent look, keep everything in one thread. So if I'm working on a series of images, I should stick to the same chat? Exactly. It's crucial for maintaining brand identity. If you keep mentioning your preferred styles like cyberpunk neon or minimalist pastel, the AI will remember and apply that style throughout your images. That's such a smart workflow. I love that it combines creativity with some analytical thinking. Absolutely. And here's a cool trick. ChatGPT is multimodal, meaning it can analyze images as well. Instead of starting from scratch, upload an image that you love and ask it to analyze what works. So you're basically learning from the best and then asking the AI to recreate that vibe in your own context? Exactly. You're borrowing the strategy, not copying the image itself. It's a way to boost your creativity while relying on successful elements. That reminds me of when I struggled with generating thumbnails for my YouTube videos. Right. And if you're trying to maintain character consistency across images, just use the image from your first prompt as a reference in your subsequent prompts. That's so helpful. Now, what about the challenges with text in images? I've heard DALL-E 3 still struggles with that. Unfortunately, yes, while it's improved, it still treats text as visual shapes rather than actual words. So it's often better to generate the image clean and then add any text separately in an editing program. Good to know. Can we actually use these generated images for commercial purposes? Yes. Generally, you own the rights to the images you create, but always check the specific terms of service for your subscription plan just to be safe. That's a lot of great info. So if I'm understanding correctly, using conversational prompts, emotional descriptors, and smart workflows can really elevate the quality of AI-generated art. Exactly. It's all about treating the AI like a collaborator rather than just a tool. Awesome. I can't wait to try these techniques. And that wraps up today's episode. Remember, listeners, don't just throw random words into the prompt box. Engage with the AI and you'll see a huge difference in your results. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.